Lely provides leading dairy farm automation solutions around the world with our global headquarters based just outside of Rotterdam in Holland and our North American headquarters located right here in Pella. We are proud of our Dutch heritage, which is at the core of our company's culture, and we are delighted to be a part of Pella's annual celebration of its Dutch heritage as a presenting partner of the live Tulip Time coverage on 92.1 KRLS. We hope that you will enjoy the festivities and have a wonderful Tulip Time from all of us at Lely.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
I'm Derek Cardwell on the today's Lely Radio Sports page. Three members of the Knoxville boys golf team with us. The Rosaboom boys are Brady and Luke and Grant Gertis with us as the Panthers trying to get through this season. And Luke, I'll start with you after Friday's match. What were your thoughts? You won the match as a team. How was your round?
Not bad at all. I started off with a bogey and then had eight pars. I would like to have some birdies in there, but I didn't give myself a ton of chances. So overall, happy with a 36.
And Grant, what about you? How was your round like?
I started off decent, and then I had some mental errors throughout the round. I played okay, but I think the team played fairly good today.
It seemed like, Luke, you said, had a few holes you would like to have back. And Grant, you said fairly well. Obviously, you're not satisfied, neither one of you guys. So, what has to happen, next time out here or your next meet when you go out?
For me, I would just say being more aggressive. I was short of a lot of greens, didn't give myself a ton of opportunity. So going after pins and being more aggressive to give myself those chances is something I'm looking to do tomorrow.
And Grant, what are you looking to improve on?
I would say attack when I'm in scoreable positions and then keep myself out of danger, keep the ball in the middle, just play consistent golf.
And Brady, we didn't ask you about your round because you were injured. but you've been playing all season long. Your injury's not major. You'll be back here in a couple of days or so. But how's your season gone so far?
I've been playing pretty solid before the injury, but just thought to take some time off. So we're ready for conference, sectionals, and districts. So just trying to do some rehab and make sure it's good for – when we got the big tournaments to play.
Yeah, and you mentioned big tournaments, and I talked to both you and Luke, throughout the off season, and I'd say, this is back in February, I think. Looking forward to golf season. Oh, yeah, and you guys want to have a special year. All three of you guys want to have a special year. I'll just go down the line here. Brady, what is the big goal for the guys this year?
I mean, just make it to state and do something there. I mean, I've made it the last 3 years as being on the team, and just trying to make it the fourth, but just trying to play some good golf and, senior year, so try to do something cool to end it.
Luke, what about you? What's the big cherry on the top? I see the five little banners up here in the Pine Knolls. I'm sure you'd love to add a sixth as well.
Absolutely. I agree with Brady. Making it to state would definitely be the big goal, but not just getting there. Last year we got there and didn't play well as a team. I think getting there and getting on the podium would be a goal to reach for the team especially.
Grant, what about you? State still seems like a long way off, but, that's the end game. How big would that be for you and the rest of the team?
It'd be huge. I mean, we did it last year, and I think we all expect to do it this year. And last year we got in there and we got second to last, so I think we all want to do some damage in the state tournament and show why Knoxville can compete.
I see the five banners, and there is a couple times where you darn near brought the golden trophy home. How motivated are you guys to see the past teams? And I know you guys, this could be number four for you seniors. How special would that be to go a fourth time knowing you did it all 4 years of your high school career?
It'd be awesome. I mean, when we lose people, some people – thought the dynasty would end, but we've continued to keep it going and do stuff that people didn't think we could do. So just trying to just play good golf but mainly just have fun. I mean there's a big goal, yeah, but at the end of the day you just gotta have fun with your boys before you go into the real world and have to work in college. So it's going to be fun. Hopefully we go out with a bang and do something cool.
How special would it be for you, Luke, to put that fourth personal banner up in your trophy case?
Yeah, agreeing with Brady again, there wasn't a ton of expectations for us when we were sophomores and juniors, just because we had some people ahead of us who could fire some good scores. So now that we've seen what we can do, I think, like Brady said, making it to state and doing something there would be awesome for especially our senior class.
Grant, how special would it be for you to, go with these guys and, to go up there to state and maybe do some damage up there?
Yeah, it'd be special. I mean, we all want to win, and I know that if we all put our best golf there, I know we can compete with anyone in the state. So I think we need to win.
All right, guys, best of luck to you the rest of the way, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
The center page of today's Lely Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, following the end of the regular season for the Dutch, but not the end of the year, as the Dutch are going back to the American Rivers Conference Tournament. Coach, I know it's been a while. We were talking about it a little bit off the air here for this Central baseball squad and just getting back to this point. I know that throughout the season there's been, there's bumps, there's been a little bit of rockiness, but overall the guys have remained steady and they have found themselves in a position to end the drought in the American Rivers Conference Tournament.
No doubt, Tyler. It's been a fun year so far. Watching our guys handle success early on in conference play with the start that we had, and then we got tested, throughout the middle to partially back end of conference play, where we drop 8 of 10 at a certain point, and there was no give in our guys. There was no lack of trust in themselves or the people around them. They stuck to the processes that we have in place and bounced back really well the last two series. We win 4 out of our last 5 games, and that comes from them playing to a standard and trusting each other. And so I thought it was a really, really fun year, and it was a really cool way to end the regular season this weekend in Lincoln.
Absolutely, and we talk about it the first time in almost a decade that this team gets to those 12 conference wins, and it's been, a while even beyond that where you've made the conference tournament as well. And as a program, too, I know that when we were talking about it just off the air here, it was a little, there was that excitement level, but almost kind of just a release of the pressure within the program, too, that it's like, we finally reached the milestone again of at least getting there. Obviously, you want to go have success, but just kind of a weight off of this program, knowing that you have accomplished at least one of those goals that you've set out for.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the expectation in-house all year has been, hey, we're going to get to the conference tournament. We're going to give ourselves a chance to go win a conference title by playing in that tournament. But also, when you look at it from the outside looking in, it's been 7 years since we finished in the top six. It's been 9 since we've gotten 12 wins in conference play. And there's definitely a monkey on the back there. And when we saw that first win in Lincoln this weekend to solidify that slot in the top six, there was a huge, you could feel kind of the emotional dump from our guys. They were excited. They were also relieved because they knew that the expectation was to get to that conference tournament. And what I love the most is we come back Saturday and just getting to it wasn't enough. Like, hey, we're not okay with just taking one in this series. We're going to go out, we're going to play to our standard, and we'll look up at the end of the game and see what the score is. But we're going to play hard all day. We're going to do our thing. And that's what they did. They played hard all day. They got themselves to a spot where we had a shot to win the game, and our pitching came through for us, pitching and defense, and it was great. So the mindset of our guys is something that I'm super happy with. This is the way they've gone about their business, and the fact that just getting the one wasn't what they wanted. They wanted to go get two, win the 5th conference series of the year, and they went out and did that, and now all the goals are right in front of us.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team. You talked a little bit about that mindset, and I think that's kind of a reflection on the leadership. And we talked throughout the season about this year's senior class, and for them, they've obviously been through this program for 4, maybe even 5 years of what this has looked like, and just trying to get back to that standard of getting to the conference tournament and putting yourself in a position to go contend at the national level and things like that. And just, you know, for them, kind of setting the tone on that, for them to be able to experience this. I know as a coach who, you know, you've gotten 3 years with them now, it's got to be just a great feeling to see all of their hard work and contributions pay off in getting back to the tournament.
Absolutely. I think about this senior class and then our fifth year, Dom. Dom came in to play for a certain coaching staff. Then he came in and got another coaching staff. And then halfway through his time here, he gets another new head coach. And same thing with the rest of our seniors. They came in to play for one head coach, and they got a new one after 1 year. And those guys all had every reason to leave. They had every reason to say, hey, you know what, I'm probably better suited somewhere else, or maybe not playing baseball anymore. Instead, they doubled down and got on the same page with the coaching staff, got on the same page with the rest of the program, and they've done a really good job of stabilizing what we're trying to build. And I think that's the word that always comes to mind for me when it comes to this senior class, is stability. Like, they have created the stability in the program that was needed. And so seeing them get to go to that conference tournament, take that step forward, which is something that they set out to do. You know, when we recruited this senior class, when I was the assistant, we told them, like, hey, your job is to come in and help turn the tide. We need to improve the culture. We need to improve the work ethic. We need to want to be at the field every single day first, and then we need to start striving for higher standards. And they have done each of those things. They've done a phenomenal job of doing that and leading the right way throughout and doing it, you know, their way. The program's way, not trying to fit into a certain, hey, this is how we have to lead. Nope, we're going to do it this way. This is their personality. They're doing a great job of it, and they've done a great job of it, which is ultimately why they have been able to raise the bar and raise the standards to get us to that next step of, hey, let's go play in the postseason and give ourselves a chance to go on a run.
Absolutely, and we talk about just the chance to go on that run, right? It all will start with game one of that conference tournament. Obviously, you know, how everything shakes out, we don't necessarily know that yet, right? But you've at least tackled the feat of getting there, and it's almost one of those things where you're almost playing with a little bit of house money at this point, right? I mean, you came in picked 7th in the league this season, and the expectation, as you mentioned, was that you were going to better that, right? But you're going in there, and the pressure's not on this group as well. And as a coach, how big of a relief is that going in? And, you know, just being able to tell the guys, like, go out there and play free, because there isn't that external pressure that you should be making this deep, long run.
Sure. I think it's there's a certain balance we have to have with it, where it's not, hey, boys, do whatever. You know, we did what we want to do. It's more of a thought process of, hey, we got to that expectation that we had for this year of, hey, let's get to the tournament. Now, also, we have to remember our goal within those expectations was to, the reason you go to the tournament is to try to go on a run. So we're going to be there. We might as well go on a run here. Let's play our best baseball. Let's play to the standard. And like we've said all year, play to the standard. Look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game and see where we're at. If we play to our standard the way that we know we can, I like our chances looking up at the scoreboard at the end of each game.
Absolutely, Coach Carey. Appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing how the Dutch fare up there at Vets Stadium in Cedar Rapids. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch the Dutch up there. 11 o'clock on Thursday will be the first game. And, again, just appreciate the time as always.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tyler.
Again, that was head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page.
Now the back page of today's Lately Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, we're getting to know another Knoxville boys soccer senior. This is Brody DeYoung. All right, let's get to know Brody here. What is your pregame ritual? When you get to the pitch, what do you have to do?
I'd say it's kind of basic. I just kind of sit there and listen to music before about like 30 minutes before, and then we like us as a team, we go and stretch and get ready for any game we got coming.
What is a warm-up song that you have to listen to before the match starts?
I would have to go with Unwritten by, I think it's like Natasha Bedingfield or something like that. Very good song to get me mentally prepared.
Let's talk about after the match, post-match meal, or maybe a restaurant you have to go to.
Oh, I wish it was open, but if I could, I would go to Smashing Abbott. That's kind of a pre-game kind of meal, especially when he's running the Smash Taco special. Always play amazing after I eat that.
Now, that's not exactly nutritious food, but...
Gets the job done.
Gets the job done. Okay. Is there a movie that you like to watch?
No, I'm not really big into movies. I'm more of a TV show kind of guy.
All right, well, TV show or YouTube channel, what's your favorite?
I would say Stranger Things. Kind of sad the way that wrapped up. Wasn't the best ending, but it is what it is. Can't really complain about it.
All right, what other high school sports and activities are you a part of?
I am a volleyball manager, and I also used to be on the wrestling and football team.
I just interviewed your buddy Urban after signing. So you know, what was that like, kind of being a part of the volleyball team, and then you guys also played, club style?
It was a great learning experience. Me and Urban got a ton of extra reps in, and just being around the Knoxville program, we felt really included, and it was just a great experience overall.
Best high school sports memory to date?
I would say making state against Perry last year. Like, just the feeling of making the state tournament after failing for the previous 2 years, and even my eighth grade year, seeing them come short. It was just a great experience, and it felt surreal, honestly.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and what about now?
I used to want to be a chef. I really like cooking a lot. And now I'm thinking being a nurse anesthetist.
If there is like a team meal and they say, okay, Brody, you're the one that's cooking it up, what would you fix for the team?
I wouldn't go anything too crazy. Probably just go something full of carbs like pasta, maybe like a chicken parm to get protein in there too. Just something pretty easy and full of carbs and protein to get us ready.
All right, this one divides the state right down the middle, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Cyclones, all day. All day.
Any reason? Is it just a kind of a family thing?
My family's pretty split 50-50 on it. My mom and one of my brothers are Cyclones fan, and then everyone else is Hawkeyes fan, and I was like, hey, might as well go Cyclones.
Okay. Any memory of a Cyclone game or a victory that they might have had?
No, but when we were little, our club basketball team went to in sixth grade, went to a Cyclones practice, and that was just a great experience overall, seeing that, and a future NBA star, Tyrese Halliburton.
Favorite pro sports team, or do you watch pro sports?
I keep up with a few of them, but I would say right now probably the Green Bay Packers.
All right, that's a pretty local one. Let's talk about vacations, best vacations you've ever been on, and what made it so great.
I would say Disney World with my whole family, just seeing a bunch of ads and stuff on TV when I was little, just actually going there was, I've never had so much fun in my life.
What is a place you want to travel to see, maybe a dream vacation for you?
I would say somewhere either in the Caribbean, just like a really tropical place like Costa Rica. Just seeing that all over the internet looks like it would be a great place to go and have a vacation at.
Top thing on your bucket list?
I would say I kind of reached this goal by going to college for volleyball. That was just, once that became an official thing, I just knocked it off, and I just felt relieved to actually get it done and out of the way with.
And where are you going to play volleyball?
I'm going to kind of follow my brother's legacies and go to William Penn.
Okay. And they do have a men's program there, yes. So that's pretty established.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they started it pretty recently. I think it was about 7 or so years ago they even started the program, and ever since then they've had a lot of success. They've been currently, they're top 10 in the nation. I believe they're number 9. In previous years, they've been even higher than that. And at the start of the season, they were at one point, I think, in the 6th spot just nationally. So, yeah, being part of a successful program like that is going to be a really great experience for these next 4 years.
Famous person in history that you want to spend the day with, they can be living or not?
Probably George Washington, founder of our country. I feel like he would be a great guy to be around for a day.
Okay. All right. Well, Brody, thanks a lot for letting us get to know you here on KNIA Care for Less.
All right. Thank you for having me.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.